From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A shooting just south of downtown Minneapolis has a victim reportedly clinging to life. Minneapolis public school teachers gather for a final mediation session ahead of a possible strike, and the Minnesota Vikings are tackling cavities with Team Smile. But first, chilling new details have been released about the night State Senator John Hoffman and his family were gunned down in their home back in June. The transcript of an emotional 911 call from the senator's daughter, Hope Hoffman, has just been released and reveals the horrifying moments after a masked gunman posing as a police officer shot both of her parents in their Champlin home on June 14th. Hope frantically told the dispatcher that a man came to their door and shot both her parents repeatedly before fleeing the scene. The most harrowing moment of the call is captured when Hope calls out to her dad, asking about his injuries, and he replied in pain, saying, quote, "I got shot in the stomach." Both the senator and his wife survived the attempt on their lives, but were seriously wounded as police and paramedics were dispatched to the residence. 57-year-old Vance Belter was arrested and charged in connection to this incident and the killings of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. An outpouring of support following an attack on Fletcher's Ice Cream and Cafe in Northeast Minneapolis.
In two separate incidents in 24 hours, an individual targeted the shop with Molotov cocktails, damaging the front window. Owner Jason Fletcher believes the place was singled out because of a pride flag hanging out front. Customers, however, came out in droves to show their solidarity.
There's a lot of history of not great things happening to the queer community, so knowing that people are coming out here and swarming this place with support, I love that.
There's all this stuff happening in Washington, but if you go actually to the streets, people just want to take care of each other. They just want to be good. They want jobs. They want to feel good. They want to take care of their fellow people. That's the reality of being a human.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis Public Schools and its teachers union head into their final mediation session before a possible strike vote.
Both sides have been at odds for months now over key sticking points like limits on class size and caps on special education caseloads. Without a resolution today, teachers could authorize a strike with a vote later this week. The earliest teachers could walk off the job would be early next month. It is the third threat of a strike in 3 years. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A shooting just south of downtown Minneapolis has a victim reportedly clinging to life. Police say the incident took place during a fight in an alleyway in the 800 block of First Avenue around 7:15 last night. Investigators say after being shot, the victim ran to a business at 18th and Nicollet to call police. He was taken to the hospital, but may not survive his injuries. No ID of the victim yet, and so far, no arrests. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says he's running for re-election, Ellison making that announcement through a video.
"I'm running for re-election to keep Minnesota a fair place where rule of law prevails over power and privilege."
Ellison has served as Minnesota's Attorney General since 2018. Twin Cities Attorney Ron Schultz is the only Republican so far to announce they're running for Attorney General. A recent study sounds the alarm about plastic particles in our waterways. Of the 40 lakes tested across the state, all of them contained microplastics. Although there's not sufficient research to determine how dangerous these are to humans, Caitlin Rolfes, a conservation advocate for Environment Minnesota, says there are steps we can take to prevent these from entering our lakes, rivers, and streams.
"We can reduce the amount of plastic that we have in our everyday lives. Of course, that is very difficult to do. Plastic is so accessible and it's cheap. But we as a community need to consciously reduce our single-use plastic, because that's where it starts."
Sources that can lead to microplastics entering our waterways include microfiber shedding off clothing, along with degrading plastic bottles and bags. More than 800 public safety professionals from around the state are gathering in Prior Lake over the next 2 days for a conference on traffic safety. The State Towards Zero Deaths event will share information and educational opportunities on everything from engineering to emergency medical and trauma services, as well as new approaches to reducing the number of traffic deaths and injuries on Minnesota roads. Crashes involving impaired, distracted, and speeding will also be at the forefront of the event. Preliminary figures show 477 people died in traffic-related crashes on Minnesota roads last year. The Minnesota Vikings are tackling cavities with Team Smile at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Minnesota Vikings and United Healthcare are hosting an event to deliver free dental care to local children. A full-scale clinic staffed by hundreds of volunteer professionals, including dentists and hygienists, is providing a range of services from cleanings to extractions. Event partner and CEO of UAC Dental, Mary Zarn.
There's about 200 students that have come in throughout the Twin Cities. They're bused in, and they are getting an initial checkup. They're getting their teeth cleaned. They're getting potentially fillings done. They're getting x-rays, and some are even getting extractions.
The event takes a fun approach with a DJ, Vikings cheerleaders, and former Vikings players to help educate kids about their oral health. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.